This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hurts in the gun on first down. He goes to Barkley. He breaks a tackle. He's on his way.
Uh-oh.
Here he goes. He's at the 40, 30, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown! Saquon Barkley, 78 yards. That'll lock it up.
Boy, he is a special football player.
What a beautiful setting, too.
So, put it away. Come on.
Just like you did in your youth.
That's correct. I was dangerous. Any kind of bad conditions, I fed off of that stuff, Francisco.
Yeah, you fed off of it like disrespect.
They knew. They knew. Jordan.
Did you play football?
Chips on my shoulder. I played I played in grade school.
Right, just like Tom Kelly.
Correct.
All-American, you know, TK is an All-American linebacker. You were an All-American running back.
I was a running back. I was a running back and defensive back back in the day.
You were like, what's his face, Desmond Howard? No.
Very similar. He was a receiver. But
who was the guy that won the Heisman? Woodson?
Oh, Charles Woodson.
Yeah, that was you.
Although he was a defensive back and a wide receiver. But
well,
that's
all
right. Yeah. I get your point. We were all in the same athletic
category. You guys.
Category. Yep. Correct. All right. Whatever we're trying to say right now. Our Twitter poll question of the day is sponsored by PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. All right, so the question at 94 WIP Midday Show is where you can vote at WIP Midday Show. You can only resign one. And your choices were Milton Williams, and they still are, and we'll keep this up till tomorrow, but Milton Williams, Mekhi Becton, Zach Bond and Josh Sweat, and this baby was Zach Bond in a landslide, 86.9%. The next closest was Milton Williams at 5.5, Mekhi Becton 4.4, and then Josh Sweat at 3.1. I actually think that's how it's going to break down. Like, I think it's going to be Bond, in terms of them prioritizing, I think it's going to be Bond, Williams, Becton and Sweat's a toss-up. I believe that they think Becton's going to get a lot of money in the open market. They'll slide Tyler Steen in there with the other three offensive linemen and Jeff Stoutland. He'll be okay. Clearly, at defensive end, Jalix Hunt came on. The question is, will Brandon Graham be back? We know Nolan Smith really came on. And can they resurrect Bryce Huff? Million-dollar question. And as far as anybody else goes, I think Milton Williams being back in that rotation at the defensive tackle spot is really important, and it goes without saying how critical it is to have Zach Bond back. So I think that's the order. They're going to have to figure that part of it out. There's some others as well, Slay and some others. I wonder, at Slay's age, is he going to get some kind of monster number out there? I think he's made it clear he wants to play one more year. He's really liked it here. But to me, I think you could probably get him back at a pretty solid number. But you know, it's going to be interesting to see the way that shakes itself out. 215-592-9494 is how you hop aboard. Nice thing about today is not only are we still reveling in what the Eagles were able to do with baseball starting and then the Matt Gelb story and the Athletic, about the approach being out today. We have, you know, baseball's kind of reemerged here with the Team USA and Canada game Saturday. It kind of ignited people and their enjoyment of that format and that that matchup. And it, we could potentially be looking at Canada and USA on Thursday for all the marbles, which would be awesome. You know, and certainly the Sixers at the All-Star break. Like I said, I didn't watch a minute of the NBA action over the weekend, whether that was the three-point, the dunk, the All-Star game. I just could not in the least bit get interested in it.
You mean you weren't excited about two-time, you know, well, three-peat?
But the Clunger. The Clunger's a three-time
the
champion.
Only Sixers guy to do it. Come on.
Kind of.
If you look at his name, the winners, it says Sixers and Sixers. You weren't excited.
Listen, Mac McClung can jump out of the building. Yes. I'm taking nothing away from him. But when a G League player, a borderline NBA player, is the three-time champ, that's a problem.
Yeah. You see his career earnings versus...
Everything's from the dunk, right?
Yeah.
He's made way
like three
more.
Three times more.
I mean, God bless him. He's making a living.
Yep.
But, oh, man. All right. So there's that. Couple things from a Phillies perspective. I just saw our own Devin Caney, who's down there, tweet this out. So let me update you on a couple things that are happening down there in Clearwater. Bryce Harper and Aaron Nola were not at the first full squad workout due to food poisoning. According to Rob Thompson, Trey Turner is late on a personal matter. He's expected to be in Clearwater tomorrow. All right. So the big question is with some of those veteran guys, whether that's Trey Turner, whether that's Bryce Harper, Castellanos, Schwarber, Realmuto, et cetera, we know who we're talking about here. Will those guys be willing and able to adapt for an entire season to an approach where you're taking more pitches, where you're using the opposite field more, where you're making more contact? Jury's out, because they emphasized it last year. It was there to an extent early, and as the season went on, it started to dissipate. But I think we all know from watching this team, the odds are if they're not willing to adapt, that they're going to run into the same trouble that they ran into last year. Let's go back to the phones. Go to Pete in Maryland. He wants to talk some Phils. What's up, Pete? Pete, you all right there, man?
Yeah, sorry.
That's okay.
I didn't realize you were talking to me.
That's all right.
But anyway, want to talk about the Phillies batting.
You got
The reason what they need to do is keep their feet on the ground instead of this high-stepping thing they want to do. Because the baseball swing is a rotational thing where you're going to need two anchors.
Yeah, I mean, the guy who's got the really exaggerated leg kick is Realmuto. And when his timing gets off, it can look really, really bad.
Well, Bryce Harper does it too, a lot.
Yeah, he'll change it up, though. I mean, he's also a guy who can hit when he doesn't move his, you know, he keeps close stance and just swings. He can adapt. I don't know that Realmuto can. Go ahead, Pete.
Yeah, hold on.
All right, Pete. Bye, Pete. All right, so, yeah, I mean, I don't know if that's going to change necessarily. I've never been in love with the high leg tap. Some guys make it work for themselves a lot. But if you think about this team, the ironic part is the guy who it seemed like was on the hot seat to be moved, Bohm, is the guy who probably would fit what they want to do really more than anybody else in their regulars. I mean, he uses all fields. He's a guy who at least previously was not bad hitting with two strikes. He's a line drive hitter.
Drove in runs.
He drove in 97 off the top of my head, whatever.
Yeah, missed
it was.
Some time, so he could add 100, but still.
So, you know, he is back. It's a really big season for him, and it's a really big season offensively for Bryson Stott. And those guys need to be better. Now, it was more Bohm down the stretch, and I think after he got hit on the hand, affected him. It came out later that Stott had an elbow issue, and that was affecting him offensively. We'll see. Time will tell. But it's going to be a question of these older guys and how much they're going to be willing to buy in. And, you know, we talked a lot about what Nick Sirianni did with the Eagles and Vic Fangio and the buy-in. Are you a believer, Francisco, that the older cats here are going to buy into this for a full season?
No. I mean, we saw how they were, you know, post NLDS letdown. They're just like, we thought we were going to flip a switch. It's just baseball. I still think that's their mindset. Like, these guys are all getting, you know, 30 mil a year, Trey, Bryce. And I don't think Bryce is really a problem, but I don't know. Maybe Bryce is a part of like the whole like culture there.
He has to be.
Yeah, I hate to say it because we all love Bryce. I mean, we know how clutch Bryce can be, but it's a problem, man.
Here's what I mean with Bryce. And now Bryce is a guy who will use the other field too, but I think he's got to be the leader here and emphasize and echo and parrot what the organization is saying. Like, hey, man, we need buy-in from everybody here. Like, he needs to be the leader as far as this goes, because what he says goes and holds a lot of weight, as it should. If he doesn't buy into it, JT's not going to buy into it if Bryce isn't doing it, nor is, Castellanos or whomever. They're not going to buy into it if Harper's not doing it.
But I also wonder, because, like, he's good friends with Trey, he's good friends with JT. I wonder if he's, almost not as, I wonder if he's, softer towards them. Maybe not.
They're not going to get on them. But
you know what I mean?
Well, I don't know that I need him, calling guys out publicly. I'm just saying behind closed doors.
I even think behind closed doors, though. I'm not sure how it...
But I don't think it has to be a finger point. I think it just has to be, hey, guys, let's all...
Yeah, let's go.
Let's all get in on
this. Is our window. Let's go win.
And I would hope that they see this. Like, it doesn't work the way we're doing it. And you got to change things up. They're at that point now. This is a really critical mass kind of situation. Let's go to Tommy in Horsham. Tom, you're on 94 WIP.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Can you hear me?
What's
all
up,
right?
Tom? Gotcha, man.
All righty. So I want to, and I know the Eagles just won the Super Bowl, but I got to talk a little Sixers, and I want to say that as terribly disastrous as this season is, the future is not as grim because of a few reasons. First of all, Tyrese still very young, not yet in his prime. And this year, I know nobody's watching, but his defensive jump has been, unbelievable, which is making me excited that you can win with a smart bit. Two, Jared McCain is going to be back next year, he's just awesome. Can't really go too much into that. He's great. And then if we keep this top six pick, this draft class is stacked. Anywhere you land in there, you're getting a stud who's under a good contract for the future. And I would say trade Paul George in the offseason. Contrary to popular belief, you can still get something from him and get off that contract. And honestly, you can ride out Embiid's contract with how much money.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the NBA, salary cap, you can ride it out to a soft rebuild where you're still good when Embiid's all right, but you got all these young guys that can keep it going. Justin Edwards, don't even get me started on him. He's going to be awesome. He's the next Paul George.
All right. So the next Paul George. All right. So there's a lot there. I agree with you with Maxey. His defensive buy-in has been much better. The problem you have with Maxey and McCain is a size issue. Right. And you got to figure out how you're going to do that, which, and I like McCain a lot, but that's an issue.
Do you remember when the Cavaliers, sorry to interrupt you, but do you remember when the Cavaliers had to trade one of Garland and Sexton? They had a similar issue.
Yeah.
I'll wrap up my call.
Well, but Tom, hold on. What you gave me is like best case scenario there is. I think George is going to be tough to move, but we'll see. I hope you're right. That would help things a lot for sure. Getting that pick is huge, but I think they're going to be just good enough to sneak into the play-in game, which is the worst thing that could possibly happen, and that ain't going to help them. And
that would be terrible.
And yeah, and that's an issue. They do look like they have a couple of young guys, Justin Edwards being one of them. You know, I think they made some nice moves to get Grimes in here. You know, Butler, we'll see with those guys. But and Yabusele, if you can bring him back, would be huge. There's a pathway for them to get it right, but there are a lot of things that have to go the right way for that to happen.
Right, which generally does not happen. It's hard,
but I appreciate your optimism for sure.
Yep, and I'll do the side topic. The person I'll impeach, Josh Harris. I hate him. Gotta get impeached. Oh my gosh, he's gotta go.
Yeah, there's. Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it. There's been a lot of Sixer impeachment today. A lot. Yeah, like I said earlier, I feel bad for Sixers fans. I feel bad for people who love the team, the people who went through the process and all that. With the way this has played out, it's really hard for me to go into the second half. And like I said, I do think they will surpass Chicago and they'll end up like the 10, which is the worst thing that could possibly happen. But it feels like that unless they shut down and beat. Now, will they? I don't know. It's really up in the air right now. But if they get in, they're not going to get that you know, lottery pick, which it is a deeper draft for sure. And weird stuff has happened, even if you don't have the best odds. We know that. So that could be really, really big in terms of a rebuild. But just so many different things, man. Embiid, the injuries, Embiid's attitude, George, the way that he's played in particular on the offensive end, has just been awful. You know, and they're just not a good team. They're not. I watch every game just because, you know, I'm a nut. But this is a 10-17 team at home and a 10-17 team on the road. It's a bad team. They're bad. There's no, you know, and the thought process is, well, Embiid's knee is going to get better. And come on, how can anybody really buy that? I know the Sixers have to throw that out there, you know, especially to the national people. But then I'm watching the game the other night, and Lisa Salter's reports from ESPN that, you know, it's very likely that Embiid needs another surgery on the knee that would keep him out for an extended period of time. Like, really? Because the Sixers are telling us he doesn't need another surgery. It's just a matter of, you know, managing this thing. And they believe it'll get to the point where he doesn't have to be shut down for extended periods of time. So, you know, how am I supposed to take anything that they say seriously? This whole half a season has been ramp up, the knee ramp up. Like any of us bought that to begin with. It's just unbelievable.
We need a WNBA team in here to root for.
Well, I think with the new arena, they're going to get it.
I know. Yeah.
So I think you are going to get that very soon, in fact. So, yeah, I mean, my thought process is, with as miserable as it's been for the Sixers. With the Flyers, it's a sort of a different outlook because you know what it is. However, they're not going to be a playoff team. We are looking at a weird month, and then it is going to be all in on the Phillies. And there is going to be a very, very bright light shining on the Phillies. And it's one of those seasons for them. It's going to be one of those really critical seasons considering. But all that said with the Phillies, and you know, we could debate the approach all we want, they have a really good starting rotation. They have a very accomplished team that's gotten there, gotten to the playoffs at least, the last 3 years.
But then look at the Dodgers.
No, I know. I hear
no,
you.
I agree with you. I'm just saying.
No, I agree with you. But I think you should have a team that is incredibly motivated with the way that that season ended against the Mets. It should drive you. Like, if this team isn't on sort of an Eagles type of focus mission, then there really is a problem.
Well, you saw Castellanos said they're kind of flying under the radar a little bit. Well, I hope that – all I'm saying is I hope that says something to him. Like,
yeah,
you know.
I do, too. They're all getting to the point where if it doesn't happen this year, it's definitely not going to happen together. It's not. Because you're going to see them moving on. Like, Schwarber has been pretty open that he wants a new contract. They haven't given him a new contract. JT's on the last year of his deal. If JT's offense continues the way it started going at the end of last year, especially, you know, he's either not going to be back or he's going to be back at a way cheaper number. So there's a lot of different things you look at. I still do worry a little bit about the back end of the bullpen. That's an area I think they could have addressed a little bit differently, a little bit better. But if some of these guys that are coming off injuries from their previous teams get back to that form, then the back end could be nasty. They could have some really good pitching. They could. But do they have enough offense? Will they have enough offense in a big spot? Let's get we got Jerry. We got Jerry, Truckhorn Jerry. What's happening, Jerry?
What's up, Rob? First
Jerry.
Time I talk to you since we won the Super Bowl, I believe.
How you doing, man?
Well, you know, I'm going to be home by tomorrow, and I'll be home until next start out on Monday. So I'm going to be making my rounds. I'll be up at Chickie's on Friday for the afternoon show to holler at them boys.
Beautiful.
And I tell you, Rob, I'll do my impeachment guy first before I forget.
Okay.
And that's Taiwan Walker. Oh,
good one.
I
can't believe it took this long to get Taiwan Walker.
Get him out of here, bro. I'm tired of listening to all he's doing. Nah, just get him out of here and get something else.
He's somehow still here. Ugh. Yeah.
I just can't believe it, Rob.
I got you.
My next point is, the best part I was telling Franny there, the best part about the NBA All-Star Game, you know, the only reason I watch it because I have nothing else to do.
I got you. I understand. Yeah.
But listen, at halftime, they pulled a random kid out of the stand, some kid, I don't know, he might have been 15 or 16.
Mm-hmm.
And they had, well, I forget who the guy was that was shooting against them. They were shooting from the logo on the court. And the boy had to make one shot before, what's his name, made three. And at the very end, before they went, the boy hit his shot.
Oh, nice.
And he won $100,000.
Oh, that's cool. That's fun. That's a good idea.
That was the best thing I saw because the
that
games
was the highlight.
the games themselves, they played, basically they should have just had just shooting threes and dunks because that's basically what it was, running up and down the court. They only played to 40. It wasn't that great. And Kevin Hart was funny as could be, and the only other best thing was Too Short sang Blow the Whistle at halftime.
There you go. You're a big Too Short guy, aren't you, Jerry?
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm not that tall myself, so you know what I'm saying? So let's
I guess.
Out with this, Rob. Blow the whistle.
There it is.
Blow the whistle. Go Birds, baby, go Birds!
All right, Jerry. There it is. You see Jerry getting down to this in the rig? Yeah. Maybe I'll change this to my open music. No, maybe I won't. No, maybe.
Imagine that.
Let's not get that crazy.
By the way, did you hear the way Jerry said logo? It was the most Delco logo.
Logo. Hoagie. You had a half of that.
I had a hoagie from Al left me.
Al took care of you. Yeah, I got it.
From logo.
Hoagie. Yeah, it's beautiful, man. All right, so a couple things here to keep your eye on. One, Canada's rolling right now, so it looks like it's going to be Canada-USA on Thursday. That's going to be really cool. That game's being played in Boston, so that the place is going to be absolutely bonkers. You got, after that, the Flyers coming back from this little hiatus, and then the Sixers starting up. But really, I think a lot of the focus is going to be on the Phillies, and it's amazing how quickly, like, we have games this weekend. Games this weekend. I love it. That is pure joy for me that the Phillies are getting, that are this close, that they're in camp, and we're going to start this season off. And it's going to be a really fascinating study now, case study, with this story coming out by Matt Gelb from The Athletic about the approach offensively. And you know we're all going to be keeping our eye on it right away, man, and seeing how some of these veteran guys respond to that. That's for sure. All right, it's been a lot of fun today. Want to thank Francisco Rojas. Appreciate it, my man. Good job out of my guy, Lewis.
Thanks. Yeah, about to say.
Observing.
He's observing. He's just watching. When, his first training session.
When is the first time in the helm for Lewis? When are we taking the training wheels off? We don't know yet.
He doesn't know yet. He's still getting put through the fire. Once he earns it, he'll be there.
He's got to earn it. I like it. All right. So thanks to Al who was hanging out. I'll be back with you guys on Saturday, usual time, 10 to 1, with Mike Sielski, and then I'll be back with you guys on Sunday as well.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.